from a dear sister just before I left for Indonesia. And the text said, "Hey, Pastor, can you share with me your thoughts on the sexual harassment scandals in the media? Can you share your thoughts on how the church can address these issues of men and women relating to others in healthy ways?" Now, I think those are good questions. And since I left for Indonesia, the accusations of sexual harassment and sexual scandal have only ramped up. And they really affect every level of our popular culture. Our own president has boasted that because he's famous, he can just walk up to someone and grab them, kiss them. Director Harvey Weinstein used his power to assault, or is accused of using his power to assault and to manipulate 80 to 90 women, at least have come forward at this point. There's accusations against Democrats like Al Franken and Republicans like Roy Moore. Matt Lauer just lost his job this week, and we've seen Bill O'Reilly step down over accusations. Garrison Keillor, the host of NPR's A Prairie Home Companion, was fired this week because of these kinds of accusations of sexual harassment and sexual assault. And this is a great opportunity for the church to answer the question, how do we respond to such things? And I want to give you five ways in which we should respond. First, we should expose the sin of sexual harassment and sexual assault. We should call sin, sin. We should speak of men who can't keep their pants up at work and can't use their positions of power and authority without demeaning and degrading and manipulating women. We should treat them as sinners, and often they should not be in the positions they're called to be in. They should be removed. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead, expose them." We are called to expose sin as believers. Christian men should be the kind of men in the office situation where they hear degrading jokes or they hear something that could move towards manipulation or assault, speak up against it. Christian women should be those who speak up against any kind of sexual harassment or assault. Those ought to be things we expose and call evil. You say, "Well, if I call it evil, I won't have a very good witness at work." You have a bad definition of good witness at work. Sometimes your best witness is to say something that will make you look foolish and hateful. Jesus said, "The world hates me because I testify about it that its deeds are evil." This was part of what he did to the witness to the world. He said things that even got him hated. And it's not the mark of Christ's likeness that you are Mr. Rogers at work and that you never say anything that anyone's offended by. Rather, we are to say things that speak for righteousness. The Apostle Paul testified to righteousness and judgment and self-control. That was a part of his preaching. We speak against those things that are wicked. And what an amazing thing it would be, what a Christmas gift it would be for those who are subject to harassment and assault if others were standing up for them. It's always a circle of silence that allows these things to go on, and that circle of silence is broken when men and women speak up. And if you lose your job for speaking up for righteousness, you will not be a loser at Emmanuel. You will be among the faithful. There's worse things than getting fired for the glory of God. There's not getting fired and letting evil happen under your nose and not exposing the evil that's so often in our midst. We should expose the sin of sexual harassment and sexual assault.